This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. In France, religious tolerance is a public issue that may redefine the entire national character. Earlier this month, the National Assembly banned overt religious symbols worn by students at public schools. Muslim headscarves, large Christian crosses, Sikh turbans, and Jewish skullcaps. There are reports of increases in attacks on Jews and Jewish institutions in France. Some authorities dispute charges of increased anti-Semitism, but there's no doubt that Jews and members of other faiths are wondering about their place in French society. In the first of two reports from the documentary series Worlds of Difference, Frank Browning visits a Jewish family that's trying to chart its future in an increasingly divided land.
It is 12 past 5 on a gray Friday afternoon, and Corinne Ohayon kneels to light the Sabbath candles, extending her arms in a circle to shelter them. Corinne is at her mother's home in Toulouse. We've been invited to the weekly Sabbath dinner to talk about what it means to be Jewish in Toulouse these days. Corinne did not grow up religious. Neither did her mother, nor her father, nor her two brothers.
I must admit that I changed, because today my children are not in public school. They are in a private Jewish school. Why? Because I don't want them to go to school on Shabbos. I don't want them to go to school during festivals. So, yes, I'm developing kind of communitarian identity now. Living more in a with Jewish people, because the life is different than what we had when I was a child.
Corinne is not alone. Throughout France, Jewish identity is intensifying. More people going to synagogue, more joining the Jewish Scouts, more in Jewish schools. For Corinne, the change has come from within and without. New beliefs and new threats.
I became myself more religious, and it became more difficult for Jewish people to go to public schools.
Though not everyone in her family sees it quite like that. Corinne's mother, Sarah Alter.
I would have preferred that my daughter would have put her children in a public school, but she put them in a religious school, which I respect because I'm very open-minded.
Corinne's nephew, Arik Alter, says kids in Jewish schools often become narrow-minded.
I think you can't talk about France, talk about Arabic people, and talk about Catholic people if you never spend time with them and if you never talk with them. So only spend time with Jewish people is, to me, a very bad thing, because, and I think we don't have to be a ghetto and to be a closed group.
Of course, Arik, fair and blue-eyed, doesn't stand out in France, which gets to a deeper division. Corinne is part of a movement no longer interested in passing, in being invisibly Jewish, as most Ashkenazi Jews of European descent have been.
It started to change with Sephardic people coming to France.
Sephardic Jews from North Africa or the Mediterranean, people like Ariel Ohayon, born in Morocco, who became Corinne's husband.
The life in Morocco was in total integration with the Arabic people and the Muslim people, in total freedom, in total respect.
They were Jewish inside their home, but they were also Jewish outside. They were some, for example, the yarmulke, or they wanted to be people to know that they are Jewish.
And that was the big, big, big difference with what used to happen here during the war and in Europe with the Ashkenazi community, and before the war with the Eastern European countries, with the pogroms and so on.
Now, more than half a century after millions of Ashkenazis were murdered by the Nazis, and 40 years after the French left North Africa, Sephardic Jews have become the vast majority in France, bringing their cultural and community traditions with them. The family moves to the dining table. Now that Shabbat has begun, Corinne and Ariel, both Orthodox, no longer wish to have their voices recorded. But Alain, Karine's older brother, feels no such restriction. Though, first, he takes the time to pour a fine kosher Bordeaux from Maison Rothschild.
Un petit peu de vin?
Every Friday we have the family meal like this, and always have at least two kinds of meat, duck and beef. It's always a big, nice meal.
But it's a private ritual, just for family. The talk turns, in part because of our presence, to the anti-Semitic epithets and occasional violent attacks by Muslim kids and right-wing extremists, and to the pressures Jews face in France now.
There is a tradition of, you know, hiding, helping, and being together with people who are suffering. And I think that time is working for us.
So you feel optimistic about the future in France?
Not really.
Alain, his mother Sarah, his son Eric, his sister Karine, have all begun to ask a question they could not have imagined a decade ago.
Is France going to be the right place for tomorrow, for our kids, for our family? And that's no more as obvious as it used to be.
Because France is becoming anti-Semitic?
No, France is not and will not be for sure anti-Semitic. The French government, the French president, ministers have expressed it very strongly, very clearly, and there is absolutely no doubt about it. And I have no fear about this. It's just the atmosphere that can become unbreathable little by little. For a rabbi with a beard and a hat, and being dressed up as a rabbi obviously was no problem before. It's not the case now. In the past 2-3 years since the Intifada in the Middle East has started, we have this permanent threat now in France, that you have insults in the streets, you can be beaten up in the street just because you're a Jew and you look like a Jew, and you let people know clearly that you're a Jew. And this is a situation that we didn't know before, and we never thought it could appear so rapidly in France.
The attacks, a steady return to religious ritual, an identification with what they see as a global threat to Israel. All of these have heightened the collective sense of Jewish identity in Toulouse. And they have all drawn more and more people, like Alain Alter, to the annual United Jewish Appeal fundraising dinner. Alain sits at a table covered by an Israeli flag as a tablecloth and listens to an Israeli army troop.
I'm here because it's my annual way of supporting Israel, supporting the community by being present physically, giving my financial support to the institutions that will invest for immigrants in Israel and for all the educational, social institutions in France.
This year, Toulouse Jewish community raised $175,000 to be divided between Jewish social services in France and support for Israel. Back in Paris, I go with Karine to pick up her son and daughter at the Jewish school. It's Friday afternoon, and the kids get out early for Shabbat. As she waits for the children, Karine considers her nephew's complaint that Jews were recreating their own ghetto.
Bonjour. It's not a ghetto in the sense that it's not a wall. You can go out, people can go in. We invite people, not only Jewish people, of course, at home. And it's not a ghetto in this sense. But if you say, are you more with Jewish people than with non-Jewish people? Of course, I must admit, yes. I won't use the term of ghetto for that.
Whether her children will continue to feel at home in France, Karine believes, depends upon France's ability to maintain its historic ideals of republican rights and its commitment to integrating all its minorities as full citizens. And it will also depend on how those minorities, both religious and cultural, choose to express their citizenship in an increasingly multicultural landscape. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.
Tomorrow, Frank reports on a Muslim family in Paris facing similar conflicts between nationality and religion. And thanks to producer Steve Weissman. Worlds of Difference is a project of Homelands Productions. For more information, go to our website at npr.org. This is Day to Day from NPR News.